This is Malik Jefferson. Malik, welcome to J-Dub City, a former Texas linebacker. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Big day, big weekend coming up for you.
Yes, sir.
You excited?
Just taking one day at a time and counting my blessings, so excited.
So tell me about the process and how it's been for you so far. Has it been difficult, fast? How has it been?
It's been fast, you know, but I've enjoyed every second of it. From after the season, trying to battle back from my injury and just try to get healthy and working out at APEC in Fort Worth and then working out with Clay Mack and trying to get my footwork right, just trying to make sure position-wise I can still move as good as, you know, as a DB but still play linebacker. And then just taking visits and traveling, it's been fun and kind of overwhelming at times, but you got to count your blessings and realize, you know, the moment you're in and realize that, you know, not everybody gets this opportunity. So it's pretty cool.
I was just going to say, I heard that you're being mentored by a certain former linebacker that was at Texas as well. Is that Jordan Hicks, that you've been working with him a little bit?
Not on a personal level because, you know, they have their own info stuff and he battled with injuries this year. But we talk, and I talk to Derrick Johnson a lot, and so we all communicate. It's just a thing we do as, you know, Texas grads and, you know, trying to help each other out.
What are they trying to help you with? What are they telling you about what to expect in the NFL?
Just how you take care of things and, like, mental preparation and just, like, knowing the game, trying to be elite athletes. And so I think a lot of people can get lost in the process in this time, especially that first-year hump, and it's always going to be your hardest year, your first year. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen, and hopefully I take the tools they taught me to move forward.
We're talking to former Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson on 103.3 FM. What's been the part of the process that's been the most surprising for you?
I guess the combine.
The
combine was very, very strenuous. A lot of people said it was, you know, you had to do it to see it.
Right.
As kids, we try to test things we don't really know. So when we got there, it was definitely challenging every day, trying to, you know, keep your mental hustle and meet with coaches and then get ready to go, you know, perform on the last day. But, you know, sitting around for 4 days is very tough, and then you have to finally, you know, fire up your nervous system and get ready again. So I think that was probably the most the toughest part.
When you're thinking about it and heading into the combine and kind of getting an idea, one, do you pay attention to where people, you know, have you going or where you think they're going to go? And in doing so, do you look and say, like, this is what I want to prove at the combine?
You know, the whole thing where you go and all the mock drafts and stuff like that, I think I don't look at those things because nobody knows. And
you
nobody
ain't looked
knows.
At none of them, man.
I've seen them, but the thing is,
you didn't even read Jocks?
No. No.
We'll get you a copy of it.
Yeah, please do, because I'm just not into it. You know, it's cool to have your own speculations, but in this game, it's Monopoly. Nobody knows who's going to take who.
Well, then what were you looking to accomplish? Obviously, you want to do everything the best of your ability, but what were you trying to convey to teams about why they should take Malik Jefferson?
Because I haven't maxed myself out as an athlete and a football player, so I know that I can get a lot better athletically and mentally, because coming out of high school, I was a true outside backer. I played on the edge. It's edge in the NFL, but in college, I moved to middle backer, and the first 2 years, I was kind of more of an athlete. I really wasn't, you know, taught the fundamentals of the position. This year, why I had so much production was because I was taught the fundamentals of the position. So it changes the way I play, and I play a lot better. My instincts start to come back. But the first 2 years, I didn't have the instincts that people wanted me to see. But they forget that I was in a totally different position the first 2 years. And out of high school, I was an edge guy. So one side of the field, I shut one side of the field off.
So they didn't shut it down and say, like, you know, Malik, that's all well and good, but we want to know, if you could be a reptile, what kind of reptile would you be? They didn't give you any weird questions. I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't get any of those questions.
None of those?
No. A cat or dog, that's it.
That was it?
Yeah.
And which did you pick?
Dog, of course. Dogs,
why?
They're more emotional. And you can tell what they want.
Oh,
technically, you can.
All right. Yeah. I feel that. Now, as far as position goes, where do you see yourself in the NFL?
I just want to play anywhere a team needs me. You know, I play middle. I think that one more year under my belt, I'm going to be master of the middle. But naturally, I go to outside anytime. We had packages where I would just line up at outside. Never practice it. But line up outside and just contain the edge. It was easy to me. So
we're talking to former Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson on 103.3 FM. Have you spent much time talking to the Cowboys?
I have not. Not as much as people think. I've made a visit, and I think everybody's freaking out that I made that visit. But other than that, no, I haven't.
Do you have a point in your mind where you think you should go in the draft?
Where I think I should go? You know, I think I'm the best. But, you know, at the same time, people have their opinions, and things play a role, but my thing is to go out there and prove that I'm the best this year coming up. And so no matter where I go, it doesn't matter, honestly. I'm just going to go out there and play my game and be the best linebacker on the field.
Now, if you had your choice here in all of this, being from Mesquite, would you be hoping that the star would be on your helmet?
Is this a pressure question? I feel like this is a pressure question.
Yes, of course.
So it's not fair for me to really answer this, right?
Oh, I mean, I'll let you handle it whichever way you'd like to.
You know, it wouldn't be bad to be close to family, be close to home. Everybody wants that and dreams of that, but the reality is very slim. So, I mean, we'll see. They take that chance. If I'm there, then if I'm not, I'm not. So,
how do you plan to spend draft day?
I'm be with my family. So tomorrow, you know, we'll have an event at a hotel, and we'll all be in the banquet hall together and just watching it and waiting. So,
you gonna be nervous or you gonna be relaxed?
Very relaxed.
How
not
come?
Nervous at all.
How come?
Because I feel like the outcome of this thing doesn't really matter. It matters what you do when you get there. A lot of guys get caught up in the hype of who's going first round, second round, third round, but they don't produce. So that's the issue with, you know, being at this status. You know, if we could just pick up guys and not know how much money they made, it wouldn't make a difference. But, you know, the political part of it, everybody wants to know your business and everybody watches and sees everything, but they forget how to play football. So
we got former Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson, Mesquite's own, here at J-Dub City as we're live from Pinch Stack and the new Vodka ESPN Experience. So how did being a Texas form how you are as a football player and really as a man moving forward into the NFL?
It helped me a lot. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about the game, the ins and outs, especially this year from, you know, Coach Orlando. It's kind of good having a guy who played backer growing up so he could teach me things that he learned. So some of the things, you know, as millennials, we always test everything and we're not sure for sure if it's actually.
Are you one of those who are asking questions like, why do I have to do this?
Definitely, for sure. I wouldn't say why, but I would question it in my back of head. Like,
okay, now when you ask these questions, because I think that's what a lot of people, especially in an older generation, will be like, they're a little bit, you know, petulant, or they're always asking why when they would just rather you do it. Do you try to form your way you're asking them, oh, why do I have to do it because of this and that? Or you just
correct.
Be like, why do I have to do this?
Correct. You want to know, like, what it ties into or why things intertwine together. So one big thing for me is to make sure that when I'm doing something, I'm doing it correctly if that person is explaining it to me. So if I come off as aggressive, it's like, why? I want to know more because I'm not understanding. Not as a point of, okay, I'm testing you, like, why should I do this, you know?
And do the coaches understand that, or, like, who you have down there at Texas?
Yeah, my coach understood that, yeah, of course. And so, like, even when it comes to, like, skill training, anything I do with Clay Mack, I always ask him why, and then he actually walks us through it, and it makes sense, like, walking forward and then turning around and walking back. And stuff like that makes a difference. It's just natural movement in what you do.
Well, I get it. Now, I want to know, did you ask the question when you saw the P chart and said, why in the world is this up here?
It makes sense, though. I mean,
okay.
To be hydrated before you work out is very important. You pull a muscle.
So you got it right away. You understood.
They explained it to us, so it made sense, you know. It was hard to deal with because it was a P test every day, but it was kind of frustrating. But at the same time, it helped you, you know, prepare for practice, and you were healthy.
We're talking to former Texas linebacker Malik Jefferson on 103.3 FM. What was Tom Herman like, and what did he bring to the Texas program?
He brought a lot of things. I think he brought a lot of, like, structure to it. We were set. We knew everything coming up to the week of, the past. You know, we knew everything, a lot of structure. And he brought a lot of character to guys and kind of made us, you know, remold the shape of the program. So they set a good foundation down there. And I feel like I set a good foundation. A lot of guys down there with a lot of talent. So now it's just about producing and making that talent great.
When you say brought a lot of character, guys, what do you mean?
Like people that do things right. We hardly have anything off the field issues. So guys understand and know to be right and wrong.
Was that an issue beforehand?
It wasn't, but it's just one of those things you worry about when you have one bad apple in the mix. It can poison everybody else, and you don't want that.
How difficult is that on you guys that have been there for a few years and you make a change and you go through? Because, you know, we'll sit here and we'll talk every day. How does Texas look? How's it change? You know, you got a new era in here with Tom Herman, and the expectations can be there pretty early. How difficult is it on you guys to perform under new circumstances right away?
I didn't think it was too bad, but at the same time, you know, I understand the business of coaches coming and going. So to me, it wasn't, you know, a huge deal, but I knew we had to move on if we wanted to win. But I think some guys, you know, it's hard to get that mold around it and get a new coach. and get a new system. So for me, it was nothing. I was willing and open to listen to, you know, whatever they had to tell me, and try to help out my football team because I wanted to win.
Well, hey, man, we really appreciate you being here. We're looking forward to seeing your name being called at some point this weekend, and if it happens to be in silver and blue, we definitely want to get you back in here, no matter what, but it'd be fun to have you here in Dallas, no question about it.
Yes, sir.
It.
Thank y'all.
Malik, appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, there's Malik Jefferson, the former Longhorn linebacker, who will be getting his name called at some point this weekend at the 2018 NFL Draft that's happening over in Arlington.